This is Phantom Electric Ghost, and we are with Lois Hollis for the first time. And I want to welcome you to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. We have snow outside and I'm warm inside, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're in New Hampshire. We have a slight bit of snow, not that much, not as normal, not as much as we usually have. But
Well,
I wanted to.
we got it. We got it instead of you did. We don't get snow.
You don't? Yeah. Well, I'm in New Hampshire, so we're supposed to get snow. But one to mention, we are on Newsly. They are an app that converts video podcast to audio. So use coupon code GHOST to get 1 month free premium subscription so you can stop scrolling and start listening to your favorite podcast. We are a favorite. We are a featured podcast on Newsly, and we'll be on Newsly within an hour after this broadcast is done. So again, use coupon code GHOST and you get 1 month free premium subscription. So thank you for being on the show. It's fun to talk to new people all the time. And we've been podcasting since 2016, video since 2020. So thank you for being on the show.
Wow, I'm impressed. No pod fading here.
Yeah. So one of the things I was reading about is you are an RN, a BSN, and REV. And maybe I know an RN, but I don't know BSN and REV.
That's a Bachelor of Science. Yeah, Bachelor in Science and Nursing, and I'm also a Reverend.
Oh, cool. So you have multiple hats.
Well, so,
multiple disciplines that you're into. I think a lot of us today, we do a lot of different things. But you like to focus on the idea of, I think you've indicated you're a shame, guilt educator, counselor, and a filmmaker. And so I don't know which one you want to get into first, but you've been 15 years in that area. So where would you like to start in your first 15 years as a filmmaker or an educator or a counselor?
They all come together as a nexus point. I had to go into film school when I was 64 because people didn't understand what I was talking about. You know, because shame guilt is invisible and I had to make it visible so people could understand what it is. So they all kind of came together so I could present a product to people. I think the main question is, and I always get asked, why did you pick shame guilt as a career?
Yeah. Well, I think I've talked to a lot of life coaches and psychotherapists and social, like grief counselors and people like that. So maybe you can kind of tell me, was it something that happened in your life that made you want to do that, or you had a focus because you were interested in that?
Okay, I had a very abusive childhood, broken bones and head traumas, and that could take a very long time. But to suffice that, I had my neck broken and other things. So, however, I was able to become very accomplished as a nurse.
Wow.
In fact, I even created the first hemodialysis unit in the United States in 1966. So looking back on my life, I've always been a trailblazer, meaning that something needs to happen. If nobody's doing it, I pick it up and do it.
So
go ahead.
But so you were working as a nurse early on, and it's only in the last 15 years you decided to kind of talk about the shame guilt, right? You
were I was dying at 55.
Oh, wow.
My whole career came to a stop, and I had three children, and they were sort of on their way at that point. But I had my heart was a leaky valve, and I had severe scoliosis. My lungs couldn't expand, and my kidneys were not functioning because I took so many drugs for my 30 years of migraines because of all the brain traumas. However, I didn't feel like I was dying, even though three doctors told me I had 2 years to live. Luckily, I found... go ahead.
Yeah, you beat that diagnosis, but I've had the same type of thing. I had a cancer when I was 27, and people didn't think I was going to make it. I'm 55, so I see how things can happen.
Yeah, so I found a doctor who was able to realign my bones and help me with my heart and so forth and so on. That's another long story, but I was getting healthy. I could walk around, I could go outside in the sun. Before, I couldn't even go outside because the brain traumas prohibited me from being in any light.
Oh, you got
So,
migraines from light gave you migraines?
yeah, 30 years of migraines because of all the brain traumas.
Oh, wow, because you were
And
getting
that's
sick.
because of all the abuse that I was thrown down steps and
Wow.
major, major trauma.
So,
Therefore, go
yep.
ahead.
Was that abuse from a domestic situation?
Yes. As a young child.
Oh, wow. So it's from a child. And did it continue into adulthood? Sometimes people get into codependency. Did you run into that, or was this all from childhood?
Well, mainly just childhood physical and emotional abuse. I had a near-death experience after my neck was broken, so everything sort of calmed down after that. They didn't, I was sort of left alone.
I
So,
guess they.
how,
That was a
yeah.
pretty bad lesson.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know we could talk about that for hours. However, I'm here and I'm getting better. I'm 56, 57, but emotionally, carrying all that abuse has taken its toll. I was depressed. I couldn't get out of bed. I went to therapy, but it sort of helped, but it really didn't. So I started talking to myself, like high depression, high anxiety. I would talk to myself, to my emotions, and I started to heal. Someone in therapy said, "What do you do about shame?" This is in the year 2000. I said, "Shame. Ah, what an odd word. Here I'm loaded with shame and don't even understand it."
Is that when you first identified it, when somebody asked you about it, had you
Yeah,
not identified what it was?
exactly. And I went, "What an odd word." Now I have this mind that won't stop until I get an answer. I don't know if it's a curse or is it a good thing, but my mind would not stop until I figured out what is shame. And in the year 2000, there weren't computers. Well, there were, but not, personal
Not like
computers.
today.
I had
Yeah,
to,
not like
yeah.
today.
I had to go to the library and do the index cards, and I couldn't find anything on shame or guilt, except Bradshaw said it's a sickness of the soul. Well, eventually, through my own healing, I discovered that shame guilt was the reason for all my depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts and not good enough and anxiety. And I learned that if I could get rid of the shame guilt, all my negative emotions would turn positive. And then I healed within like a couple months emotionally. And then people wanted to know what I did because I was happy. I was walking around. I was doing things. I got younger. And so I said, "I'm talking to myself and kicking shame guilt out." And they wanted to do what I was doing. So I said, okay. So I taught them what I was doing, and they too had healed. And then they sent their mothers and their grandmothers and their kids to me, and they also healed. I became so excited that you can heal quicker if you get rid of the shame guilt and learn what shame guilt is and not let it infect your life. And that's how I became a shame guilt educator, helping people to see what I know and how you could heal so quickly. However,
So,
people, go ahead.
from the counseling, and the education, I guess the filmmaking, you wanted to find a way to maybe bring it to a bigger audience than just the people who were coming to see you individually. Is that
Well,
how?
it was difficult to keep saying the same thing over and over and over again because everybody recognized the value of it. They were business people, they were mothers, they were fathers, they were kids. It didn't matter what you wanted. The solution was the same. So Lois couldn't talk the same thing over and over and over and over again. So that's why I wrote a book, and people didn't understand how they could talk within themselves. So I made a film of depression, little kids' anxiety, and also the inner critic and how to make friends with your inner critic because they're all family with inside of you. So that was the first film. And then the second film is making shame, guilt visible so they can see it's an energy. And that's what I would like to tell people, your listeners, this new perspective on shame guilt, not shame and guilt, shame guilt that can really help you today to become more confident and aware and make friends with your inner critic.
I
And
think
I,
it's yeah, I
go
think
ahead.
it's important to identify that. And I've also always wondered why the person who receives the abuse seems to always have that shame and that guilt, and they're not the person that did that. And it seems like the person that did the abuser tends to be like shameless in some ways, and maybe they have it, and I just don't see, you don't detect it, but it seems to be transferred all to the person who received it.
You're right. And there's a name for that. I call it the shame guilt bucket. You are a shame guilt bucket until you learn what shame guilt is and don't accept it anymore. So that's why I call myself an educator. Now, shame guilt is an energy. Do you know we have the love energy? What does love give us?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the overwhelming positivity. Like, I'm a Buddhist, and the idea is of like we feel like there's a cause and effect, right? So if your love is a positive type of emotion, it tends to build, it tends to be ascendant or deal with ascension, and not trying to tear somebody down, right? So you're trying to actually be more together, more connected, less disconnected, less codependency. That's the way I look at it as an
Yes.
artist. That's the way I
Yes.
view it.
Of course, and it gives you joy and confidence. You're intuitive. You're happy, you're joyful, you have confidence, and you want to spread goodwill to others. That's all from love. Now, on the other side, which I had discovered, is shame guilt energy. I'm not talking emotion. I'm talking it's a shame guilt negative emotion. Some people, as I go through the podcast world, call it the shame guilt leech. Some
Oh,
people
wow.
call it the shame guilt alien because it actually comes upon you and draws out or covers the love energy. It's negative. Now, to explain this more, what happens to your computer when you get a computer virus?
Well, it totally crashes.
Crashes.
You can crash. Well, over time it gets slower and slower until eventually it crashes and it doesn't function.
It doesn't function. Now, we can have the same computer virus, but your computer, the Microsoft Word doesn't work, and my computer, the drive work doesn't work. So it's kind of like terrible because nothing works. And we need
Yeah,
a
it's just
virus, computer virus removal program. Okay, can you see the computer virus?
no, you can't really. Well, I mean, as a
You
technician,
can't
as
see it.
a code, I can't see. I could find it though. I could actually see it technically. I could find it and I would see what it is. But most people would not know how to do that. I'm a
Right.
technician,
You
but
don't see
yeah,
the
most people would
computer.
be invisible to,
Right. You can't see it, but you can see what it does to you, does to the computer, correct? That's what shame, guilt, energy is. Now, if I said, I love your podcast because it's insightful and it's long lasting, you do a good job because it's still in effect. How does that make you feel? You're
Well,
smiling. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
do
it's a good
appreciate,
thing.
yeah. Well, compared to somebody giving me red marks,
Yeah, but it's.
red marks, and you're like, okay, well, I've tried to do better.
Yeah, so you're smiling. It's a good feeling. The energy, the words I said to you come to you as an energy. And it's a positive energy, but it's also the truth. I like what you're doing. Now, if I say, That shirt on you looks terrible. You should never wear it. What is wrong with you? Don't you have any style? I mean, that doesn't make you feel good. You like, ugh, you go, ugh. The words have power. So when someone says, you stupid jerk, or why'd you do that dumb thing? You're just an idiot. They're throwing shame, guilt, energy onto you. And if you don't know, realize it, it comes into your body, but it comes into your whole system. It turns your positive emotions to negative ones. It turns compassion to depression. It turns intuition to anxiety. It turns passion to anger. It also stops the spiritual aspect of yourself. Like God's talking and you're trying to listen, it's static on the line because it's an energy that's blocking you.
Yeah, it's a lot of negativity.
Yeah,
So I
so
think.
it's spiritual, it's physical, it hurts your meridian lines within you. As a Buddhist, you understand about the meridian energy lines. It alters them. You get predisposed to disease. It changes your mind thinking. It puts you in confusion and changes your emotions. There's nothing good about shame, guilt, energy.
Yeah, I
It's
think a
used
lot
as
of people think.
control.
Yeah, I think there's a problem with some people who think that freedom of speech allows them to just do everything. And then they're not mindful of, like, because speech can hurt. Like, there are people who think it's just words and they think they have a right to say whatever they want. And then they don't look at the situation that they're in. They don't look at the fact that they're just kind of unloading to make themselves feel good without
Better,
having
right.
any connection to other people. They're not empathetic. It's like there's like a whole thing is like if you're a citizen, you have to live with other people, right? You have to live in a society. If you're just totally about the individual, all you say, well, that's actually just for me to just care about how I feel, but not consider how you actually impact other people.
Yeah. Do you remember the game Hot Potato? You know, like nobody wants to hold it, and then the bell rings and you're stuck. That's what shame, guilt, energy is. We inherently know it's not good for us, so we can throw it away onto somebody else. It's more about making them feel good by getting rid of something bad within them. Okay? They want to get rid of it, but they don't know that. They just know that if they say these words, they'll feel better. But they don't feel good in 10 minutes after that. They just feel
What they
good
have
in
to keep
that
on doing
moment.
it. Yeah, you have to keep on doing it. If you keep on repeating, like, the same bad behavior, it becomes addictive. Like anything you do, you can have social like addictions to like bad behavior. So bad
Exactly.
behavior can beget bad behavior, and you get addicted to doing the bad behavior, like
So that's
smoking
why,
or drinking or
yeah.
gambling. You can do like verbal, problems with verbal addiction. Like you're addicted to negativity. You're addicted to being
Exactly.
hater, right? You're a hater. You go around just judging everybody and not providing like positive like you can have some kind of constructive criticism, or you can be a hater and just throw out bombs. You're just throwing
Well,
bombs out.
you can say the same words to somebody, but if it's a shame, guilt, energy on it, it's going to be wrong. So it's all about it's the words, but it's the energy you're putting out with it. And that's why I became an educator because we, all of us in every country, I mean, like 15 countries now, have shame guilt as our culture. They taught us to do shame guilt. They taught us to make us victims. They taught us to buy the right products. If you don't buy these products, you're no good. They pro you know. You, if you don't get this right, you're no good. We are taught this way, so we have to unlearn those shame, guilt words and energy. And when we, Samson said it the correct way, know thy enemy. So we have to learn what is shame, guilt words so we don't use them or we don't accept them from somebody else.
Yeah, it's definitely important because they can, at least in the art business, you get a lot of people just give you you didn't ask for it, but they just suddenly start giving you all this criticism, and it's not constructive in some cases. Some cases it's like personal. It's like personal attacks on somebody
Well, they
without looking
want
at
to do that because
the
they got to get rid of the shame guilt that they're carrying. And I will
whole.
not be a shame bucket. Will you? No, no more shame
Mm-hmm.
bucket for Lois. Lois is not a shame bucket. I turned it over. No more shame bucket. So it took a
No. I
while
like
to
to think
learn.
of good. From an artistic standpoint, a lot of artists, a lot of creative people will take negative things that happen and then turn them into art. Like I've talked to painters and musicians and actors
Oh,
that
that's
take those
perfect
negative events.
therapy. Perfect.
Yeah, and that's
Perfect.
like musicians are typically saying like all the bad things that happen actually create some of the best material I've ever written, right? That sometimes it's a problem where you don't want to have only the negative things generate your best work, because then you might seek out negative things thinking that that's the only way you can write. So I have actually run into musicians that have run into a trap where they kind of get drawn into a codependency or a bad kind of situation to drive that, because they notice that, oh, the public only likes my songs where I have gone through a chaotic crisis and been able to verbalize it. But they don't like my happy songs. I think James Taylor had a situation where he did like Fire and Rain, and he did all these songs from when he had a lot of problems. And then he got married and he was happy. He did an album when he was happy, and nobody liked it. Nobody bought it. And he's like, wow. It's like,
Well,
no,
he
only one
had
to
to
buy it
find a
when
different
I'm.
audience, a different audience. He's going up the chain. So I'm all about teaching people what is shame guilt behavior and don't accept it from other people. What do? You just say, no, try that again. Can you say that again? Can you talk? Say that another way, you're okay to say that to somebody else. And if they keep going, you just say, I gotta go. I gotta eat dinner. I go to lunch. I have a date. I'm off the phone, whatever. You just go away because you don't want to be there. Now, the problem is we have an inner critic, all of us. Hopefully, you only have one. Some people have two. One person even had three. They had a hard life. But anyway, I helped them out. Your inner critic is your best friend, but your inner critic is living in the time frame as when you're 2, 3, and 4, and 5 years old. You're now your adult, but nobody told your inner critic that you're now an adult. So my inner critic is calls himself King, and King now has changed his job. From trying to keep me safe and don't do anything because I'm stupid, he now goes around the world and finds podcasts for me. So he changed his job. And we can do that with all our inner critics. And first of all, we have to meet them, ask them what their name is. And we can't work when he's against me, I'm against him. I just say, well, King, would you like more power? And he goes, more power? And I said, yeah, but you got to let me achieve more because now I'm an adult and I learned a lot. So you can't have more power unless I have more power. And I can't have more power unless you get more power. So we're both stuck. You talk about being stuck. You're stuck because the inner critic is stuck. So you make
Yeah, the
friends,
thing
and
that
I have a film on the inner critic and how you can talk to the inner critic like I'm talking to you. Okay, he may not talk to you right away, but eventually he will because he wants more power. Well, isn't that what you want? You want to be maybe not powerful, but you want to do more things. You don't want this nagging voice saying you can't do something. But you got to realize your inner critic was trained to do this. No one taught him to help you. So I'm teaching you And now you're going to teach your inner critic that shame guilt's not good. We don't use shame guilt anymore.
I think that's a real important thing, because I think a little, when I deal with, a lot of creative people, they
Oh,
have this
yes.
big, like, crucible moment where they just, when they ended up deciding that it was okay for them to be a creator, because that kind of inner voice was saying, well, I shouldn't do that. I should go to law school. I should go become like a corporate person. And then to go and do music, like, there's not only like you yourself are not confident that you can match your heroes or your inspirations. Well, I can't be Bob Dylan. I can't be Hendrix. I can't be Nat King Cole. So then you'll he's like, I'm not going to match them. So then that will stop you right there. And then you've got like that voice and well, it's irresponsible to try to be an artist because you're not doing a 9 to 5. You're trying to do something extravagant. So you really have to challenge all these things in your head. They're saying,
you don't
hey,
challenge
you
them.
shouldn't do that.
You make friends with your inner critic.
Boy,
You
your
know, you
friends.
negotiate. You got to negotiate because you think you're in charge. You're not in charge of your life. Your inner critic's in charge. Okay? So you can't beat them. You can't cut them out. You got to make friends. You got to be a negotiator. What do you want? What do I want? When we get to be on the same page, then you don't get those, I can't do it again. It's crucial for people in the artist field. It's crucial to make friends with their inner critic. And that's why I went to film school, to show how we can talk to our inner critic and make friends. And then we have a partnership. We have a partnership. You can't go like this. You gotta go like this.
I guess it can't just be on and off, or you can't just shut them out. I guess you're saying you have to have a conversation. It's kind of like, a gray area where it's not all or nothing.
You can't shut up a part of you. You can't cut your arm off if you don't like it. You can't cut, you can, but it's not a good idea. You can't cut the inner critic out. You can't. It's part of you. It's there to help you. But we were told that it's bad. I'm saying it's good. Why would you have a bad inner critic? Your inner critic learned from your mother and your father and your teachers and culture. So you have to help him unlearn it. And they want to be more powerful, but they can't be more powerful because, did you ever remember the king and queen in London, how somebody goes back and forth on the palace and they're always babysitting somebody, always alert 24/7. That's your inner critic. Your inner critic is like that. They're so tired. I asked King, I said, would you like a vacation? He said, yes. Okay, you can have a vacation when you give me more power. See, it's a you're smart. You negotiate.
Yeah.
And I
well,
help
you just
people.
Have to, yeah. I think you have to be able to like you're saying, to have this conversation with yourself. That kind of in poetry there's this idea of the looking glass, which is somewhat similar. Is like in poets like Wordsworth and Blake, they all Tennyson, they all talk about this, and they maybe were getting at the same point. Is like there's this other you that's in the looking glass. And they're kind of telling you things, and you're trying to like, that other you is there, and they might want to do X, and you want to do Y, and then they might be more powerful. You might, and you don't get to do what you want because you're in this conflict between you and the other person that's you in the looking glass.
Now, that's perfect. And you have to make friends, a partnership, because it took me a couple months to make friends with my inner critic, with King. He wants to be called King. So it doesn't happen overnight, but it's doable and it can be a couple weeks. But you'll never get successful fighting. Fighting doesn't work. You'll never get there. You'll end up in frustration. Now,
Yeah, I think
The
you see a lot of people who are conflicted and they seem to be like not able to get out of a certain state. Like, they can't get out of bed, they can't get out of the house, they won't go outside the country, they
Yeah,
won't
because
show up.
they're stuck. They're stuck.
Yeah.
But the inner critic made them stuck because he wants them to be safe. And I'm going, hello, I'm 70 years old now. I'm not four. Come into 2023 now. You have to invite him into your life because he's stuck in 1990 or however old you are. And I'm living in 2023. And you say, can you come into my lifetime? I'm not a kid anymore. Now, the interesting thing is your inner critic is the one that produces shame, guilt, energy. Okay? So you'll never, ever, ever have a get over this shame, guilt thing until you make friends with the inner critic and say, you don't need to make shame, guilt. I understand shame, guilt. Lois taught me it was really bad to have shame, guilt. And we don't need it because it's a leash. That sucks our energy from us. And there's nothing good about guilt. Guilt say it makes you moral. No, it doesn't. It makes you a victim.
Sometimes guilt makes you do preemptive things that are actually, destructive. There's some people that have a lot of fear, guilt, and shame, and then they go and they do things that are very negative and it affects not just them, but other
course.
people. Yeah.
Of course. I have one thing to add to this. I don't want to take away from the inner critic right now if you had more questions.
No, we can continue.
Okay. Now, there is a wonderful person, you'll like this. There's a wonderful person called Dr. David Hawkins. He lives in heaven right now, but he did a study, a mathematical study of each emotion and how much energy they had. And it's all mathematical. So the highest level that you can maintain and be still here, human, is enlightenment. And as you know, your background in Buddha is enlightenment's the highest we can come, ascension, enlightenment. And that comes in at 700,000, 700 and zero, six zeros. Plus 30 zeros. That's a high number, 700,000 to the 30th power. Okay? And you understand that. Now, after that comes love and joy and peace and happiness and confidence. And at 200, 200, they turn negative because the energy drops, the vibration drops. And then we have anger and hatred, depression, hurt, anxiety. What do you think is the last energy?
We've been talking about guilt. Jane
Shame, guilt. If
guilt.
shame,
So
guilt,
it just
shame, guilt. Is the lowest energy, the lowest frequency that a human can inhabit and still be alive. It comes in at 10.
wow.
From 700,000 to the 30th power, we come to 10.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
And
That's simply pretty cool.
what's after shame, guilt?
Oh, probably like
Nothing. That
nothing, like you're gone.
you're gone because you can't live any lower than guilt. So that should shake people up. Now,
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
saying to you, don't be in shame guilt. I don't care if you can be angry, you can have regret, you can be depressed, but you can't be in shame guilt. That'd be a great song if somebody wants to take that one up. You can't. I'm serious. I'd work
No,
with them.
I do take ideas I hear. So I mean the podcast does inspire me to write. So I
Oh,
might be.
please, please do this. I'll put it on my website. Can't stay in shame guilt. because it's the lowest freaking, and that's why suicides are always preempted by guilt. Remember, you're too guilty to live. And I was there. The world would be a better place without me. And suicide is so high nowadays. I mean, I feel to really make that a very big stand that you can't be in guilt. If you did something wrong, please regret it. Regret gives you that option. I can make another song. I can talk to other people. I can make a better cake. I can marry a better person. But guilt, you're stuck in a hole. So don't stay in guilt.
Yeah, I
You
think a lot of times, what I've dealt with some musicians, their artists, they get stuck like in this kind of, I don't know, it's like what if, whatever, what I could have done, or the big mistake I made, and then they get stuck in
And the guilt.
that
Now,
lane, and they don't get out of
yeah,
it.
they won't get out of it because it hit. It's called shame, guilt, hypnosis. Okay, that's your song. Shame, guilt, hypnosis. And you got to get out of it because it there's no solution. The only solution is call somebody. You got to change your frequency. Call a friend. And if you don't have any friends, call a store like Target or Walmart or someplace. They'll talk to you about hours. I mean, you got to get out of guilt. You got to get out of shame. You
Yeah,
just
I guess
have to.
you have to call somebody and not do the small talk, but actually do the open talk, which I think
Yeah.
like some people are afraid to speak of the things that are making them so, in
Shameful.
that position. Yeah, they don't know how to verbalize it. They've never been able to verbalize it. So maybe like, how do you get somebody that is really tortured about verbalizing that and getting them to actually speak it out?
Okay, I have been very fortunate to once my inner critic stopped doing his shame guilt and we became friends. I start writing from spirit and I write long words. I have like 1,000 pages, but I have some on my website. It's called Now Is the Time. And these writings raise your frequency up. It doesn't tell you what to do, how to do it. I just read what spirit has given me. And it helps raise your vibration and you can get out of the guilt hole. It's free on my website. Now is the time. Just click the button and it prints out 20 pages. So I help people that way that you can't get in. With shame and guilt doesn't make logical sense, so it's hard to get in. Like you're talking about. Read my writings and listen to your song that you're going to develop.
Yeah, one of the things I found is like when I deal with people who are creative people, is that we feel like we're in touch with the muse, like the old idea the poets have, and even songwriters, is that there's this muse that's kind of outside of you that you're able to tap into this universal idea, right? There's a universal kind of concept of love and happiness and all these things, right? And if you when you're an artist, you can tap into that, and you're kind of like you can channel it. Like there's stuff inside you, it's all coming from you, but you feel
It's
like you can like let go and don't have any kind of preconceptions and let it come through you. And then
exactly.
what happens? You just write like a person on piano, and you're like, how are they able to do that? Because we let go of all the inhibitions and say, I can receive what the universe is
It's
has
giving
out
to
there,
me.
and then I can put it into my fingers and then do it. And not
The
everybody
only
knows
the
how to
thing
do
that
that.
stops it is shame guilt. And that's why it's so important to make friends with your inner critic so that you don't have that static on the line and you can be a creative artist without stopping. Because that is magic, because that's what I do. I sit down and I write and it just flows because it's just there and you write and you write and you write and you go, oh my goodness, this is not of my mind, it's of my spirit.
And I think a lot
And
of people
yeah.
who say like that they can't write, or they can't be an artist, or they couldn't be an actor, You really can if you let go of that
Shame
voice
guilt.
telling you that you can't. Yeah, the shame
Yeah,
guilt.
but
I think more people could be creative if they would let
of
that go,
course.
because they just were so
Of
like
course.
that I can't do it, that they don't see that they all humans are creative, you know. So I think they could all everybody can do it.
Exactly. And that's why I tell people that you have to make friends with your inner critic. And if you can't, give me a call and I'll help you out. I mean, you have to do it. And it's very doable. I mean, it's people say, I can't believe it's so easy, but nobody ever told you that. That's why I'm so grateful to be on a podcast and give people this information so they can kick shame guilt out, but keep their inner critic. You know, we're not kicking the inner critic out, we're kicking the shame guilt out. And we're
Yeah,
teaching
'cause
their inner critic, my king, that we can be happy without shame guilt.
yeah, if they give you more power, then they get more power. So you have the
It's,
negotiation.
yeah. And I'm sure you've heard about the glass ceiling. You got to crack
Oh,
the glass ceiling. Well, you know, shame guilt's the glass ceiling. Hello.
yeah, you created your own glass ceiling that's like internal. Like,
Exactly.
because that's why I find a lot of people, you know, you work with somebody and you see them putting like roadblocks, and you see,
Shame
you know, like,
guilt.
yeah, I've been with people and they're kind of tepid or they're holding back, and you're like, hey man, he's like, you need to just let go, you know. And I kind of kept on running, playing with a bass player, and he kept on being, I said, you just be unrestrained, just let it flow, right? And he kept on wanting to go back and go back and go back. I said, just let it, this let's just flow, don't worry about it if it's wrong, you hit the wrong note, just flow it, don't keep on wanting to start and stop, just let it go for like and see what you can do without trying to like try to be perfect. Quit trying to be perfect, because the thing about like music, I try to tell people, the imperfections, the happy accidents, the mistakes are what make songs. And when you try to be too perfect, you kind of take the life out of it.
Right, the spirit out of it. So I if you would like, mention the your inner critic to these people and ask who the inner critic's name is, and say you have to have a talk with him because he's stopping you, because you it's not logical. We now have a way for people to stop making themselves stupid and victim. We just talk to the inner critic. We make friends with them. And after that, you become a creative genius because we all are. I guess you see that all the time. And it must be very frustrating for you.
Well, I think it was really interesting when you see something like TikTok, and you see the freedom of social media, that's become a creative engine. Now, some people do really silly things or whatever, but the fact is, it gives people to go out there for 30, 90 seconds, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, and just be creative. And then suddenly you see there's all these people coming from outside of the gates that exist in normal industry, right? In entertainment and music, there are all these gates from these companies that control what you see. But when you have things like TikTok and social media, then the average person suddenly can just do something, and suddenly they get millions of people to look at it, and they never thought they would be able to do that. They just w went and did it, which shows really like how much human beings have creative capability, because these people are coming outside of the established structures that people said that artists come from. Artists only come from these studio systems, and they don't.
Yes, it's very, that's why I chose this profession, because it helps and frees so many people. Because that's really the, but you have to name your enemy, and your enemy is shame, guilt, energy. Don't listen to people say that you need guilt, you need shame. No, you don't. That's a foreign energy placed upon humanity to make us stupid. People can control you when you're a victim. People can control you when you're stupid. No, I don't accept shame guilt. I make friends with my inner critic and we learn what shame guilt words are and we don't accept them. You just say, go away. Not here.
Yeah, I think it's like you get bullied. Like, sometimes when you're getting bullied, you don't have you get kind of codependent on that situation, and you don't seem to have the strength to pull yourself out. I used to see it when I was in high school, and you see these kids, and I used to stand up to some of the bullies because I saw kids like I'm African American, there's a Polish kid, there's a Jewish kid, and there were these bullies that just would go after the Polish kid, go after the Jewish kid, go after me. And then I started standing up, and then I said, well, I'm not just going to stand up for me. I want to stand up for the other guys. And we all became friends. And then they all kind of learned to like, hey, it's okay for me to say I don't like this. It's okay for me to
Yes.
tell this
Right.
bully that we're not going to accept it. I had, and so then they started getting, on their own and really realizing their self-worth is like, I don't have to be the dumping ground for what you all your aggression,
No shame bucket here. No shame bucket.
You just have to
But
find, you don't have to feel like I said, we're not oddballs. We're actually everybody
we're
that I
the
was with,
one.
we were
We're
all
the good
creative
guys.
people.
We're the creative people.
We were creative people, right? One of my friends is worked for like Lockheed Martin designing missiles, and they were stomping on him. Right. And he's a genius engineer. And then the other one, got into, being an officer in the military and doing all kinds of cool things with the Defense Department. But they all became very successful. And these people were pushing them, acting like they couldn't be anything just because they were measuring on their own criteria. And they had probably their own inner shame or shame guilt going on from things that were driving them to attack us. And so I was like, fine, like we're just gonna stand up. And I felt good ever since then that I don't care what haters say. I do what I'm gonna do. If I decide to do something that's not trending, and then because if you do that, then you become the trend. If you buck the trend, he's like, I'm gonna do what I think I feel is artistically cool. I don't have to be bullied into only doing this narrow vision. And I think a lot of people get pushed into doing very narrow visions when they could do their own vision.
Yes, I when I start 15, 14 years ago talking about shame, guilt, people would not listen to me. They would not, they said, we don't have a word like that. We don't talk about that. We don't have it. And I'm going, you could be a happiness coach or a joyful coach, but you can't be a shame, guilt person. And I said, but that's everything. They said, we don't talk about it. But then the pandemic came and everything's changed. So now I'm very busy. But you're right. I was determined to be a shame guilt educator because that has to be called out. It has to be exposed. Do you know that shame guilt energy only has one problem? It dissolves in detection.
Oh, you can't find it. You can't pin it down.
No,
Oh,
you, yeah, but
it
it
goes away
dissolves.
when,
It goes away
oh,
when
it
you
goes away.
say it. You say,
Oh, when
shame, guilt,
you
get out of here.
okay, when you identify it, then you've actually become, that's the big struggle that like
Yes.
you could go on for a long time not identifying it, and as soon as you identify it, then you move on from
It
it.
dissolves. It
Yeah.
dissolves in detection.
That's cool.
Now you know
That's
why they never wanted you to talk about it because then it wouldn't have power. When, do you remember Dorothy?
an Oz.
And she walked up the yellow brick road to see the all-powerful Oz. And she trembles. She's very nervous. And what does Toto do? The doggy.
I can't remember.
He pulls
Well, I
the
can't
curtain
remember what
away.
kind of. Oh, Poe, they wasn't really as bad and big a bad wolf that they seem to
It
be.
was a
That,
little
yeah.
old man, bald and gray, with a
Yeah.
big silver machine and a big crank that made green smoke.
Made him look like he was
Shame,
bigger than he was.
shame, guilt is a big puff of smoke.
The big
Okay? So,
smoke and mirrors.
exactly. So, we all have to be a Toto and pull the
The
curtain
real
back and
thing.
say,
Yeah, like a dog can,
be a Toto, pull the curtain back and say, that's shame, guilt, get out of here. No.
Yeah, it's always more built up than it really is. And like when you find the thing that's actually stopping you, it's probably been over exaggerated or built up beyond what it really is. You know,
Of
and you could
course.
easily push it down because it's not logical, like you said. Like if you're into logic and you finally identify it, you'll be like Leonard Nimoy in Star Trek and say, that's illogical. You move on.
Exactly. So shame, guilt has just been given a license to kill. And we're like, you're nothing but a green puff of smoke. Pshah, that's it. That's all it is.
That'd be really, it's really vital that people, you know, identify this because there's so many people that, you know, during this time that like hit these walls. They were kind of like glass ceilings and like these walls that people build for themselves. And then they can't find a way out. And then they're going away before they should because they're not, they're not having that conversation. And you, like you said, you don't have to defeat them. You don't have to destroy that. But you do have to have that conversation and identify it, and that will dissolve it.
Yeah, the shame guilt walls are shame guilt walls. And guess who made the shame guilt walls? The inner critic. And he is the only one that can take down the walls and stop making the green puff of smoke.
It's definitely, I do love to have these kind of conversations because a lot of times, if you've seen the entertainment world and the music world, we all have a lot of like masks. Like we wear these masks, and everybody might think we're happy, or they might think this, and might think that, and it's not at all what it appears to be. And there's some people that are really suffering, and there's a lot of people who have been kind of like it's like casualties of not actually doing that work. You know, that they take themselves out of the game way before they should have been taken out because
Well, because
never ever realized what you're saying.
that's why it's so important to name it. It's shame, guilt, energy. It's a parasite. It's a leech, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't belong to humanity. The shame, guilt has only one function, to make us victims, and it's put upon humanity. It has no good function at all. And that's a whole nother story. But for our purpose, it doesn't belong to him. It's not normal. It's common, but shame guilt is not normal. Why would God make you with shame guilt? Because it's not normal. Why would he make you devolve and the victim? But you're just a beautiful human being, a genius. It's not normal.
It would seem like that there's some societal structures that benefit from it. There's some
Oh,
people
of
that,
course. You
yeah,
pay taxes, you
there's
buy what they tell you to do, you take the medicines they tell you to, you wear the clothes, you make the money. I mean, seriously, how do you keep people as slaves? You shame guilt them. That's the
But you
truth.
get them into feeling that they should be part. Yeah, well, you're not going to challenge the structure. You're not going to try to do something off the cuff
Of
or
course not, because
outside
you're a
of the.
victim.
Yeah, you so you
Vic
can't.
victims
You don't have
don't,
the right to.
vic
Yeah.
yeah, victims don't say freedom, freedom. They go, how can I serve?
Or you got to help me. You know, or they're looking for somebody to give them the program. Instead of thinking outside the
For
box
themselves.
and becoming successful without having all these hands lifting them up, like it's more like if you become, I don't know, like there's ideas like Booker T. Washington, because they build yourself up, right? That you go and you become a self-made person. You go and you build your own business. You build your own. You want to go and be that kind of individualist that becomes successful. Without trying to kind of up from your bootstraps kind of idea, right? Where you're not looking for somebody to give you the grant. You went and created something that gives you everything because you went and did the work to do
You
that.
got to do your work.
Yeah.
And that's your,
Yeah,
and but it's great because we're showing you a way how to do it. Before, people didn't know a way. That's what I'm teaching, is a way to get shame guilt out of your life, make friends with your inner critic. And there are some more other things, but essentially, that's it.
Well, I think that's enough to get people going on the right path. And we are getting to the close of the hour, but I always like people to know, like, your website, that's where everybody can get access to everything that you produce. And can they schedule actual sessions with you through your site
Oh,
and get
yes,
your
I
book and
do
get your
sessions.
films?
My films are free. I have 5 or 6 films. I have 150 podcasts on my website. I have
Cool.
testimonies. I have the light, the Now Is the Time book. And also, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get 500 questions, one answer. I teach you 500 ways you can shame yourself. Or
That's cool.
someone
That's
shamed you.
useful.
I mean, we got to learn. We got to learn.
Well, I think it's really cool to have a resource and you have that central, point. You go to www.loishollis.com and that will be clickable when we publish. So if you when you see this on Spotify or Anchor FM or Apple or YouTube or Facebook, that will be clickable and you'll be able to go right there. We do encourage people who listen to these podcasts to do go and a little further step and click on the link and
And
check out
learn, and it's
and
free.
learn. Yeah, because it's something, so many people in this society today, like they view and then they don't interact. And I do encourage people that when we do have these clickable links that you do take the time to actually click on it and go and if you took the time to listen, you should click so you can see what the further explanation of everything that we've been talking about is going to be on her site. And you need to
Right.
check that out for yourself.
And I do sessions with people. I charge for that, but it's workable. And I have my email address on there too. So I'm here to make us all sing and dance.
Well, that's what all creative people, we want to make people feel something. And I think we want people to feel their real inner truth. And that's a goal of any artist and a producer. I want people to get moved by the work I do. And even with the podcast, the point of here is to draw attention to people I find are super interesting and have something that people should check out. And so I believe that you should check out loishollis.com and understand how to get out of these bad patterns and really stopping yourself. And I think that's a really good point to kind of leave at is that you are somewhat responsible for your own position in life if you don't take the steps to become a better you.
I have a Facebook page called the Shame Guilt Stoppers.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show today. I think everybody's going to be able to benefit from this. All our audience is getting more diverse all the time. We have a bigger audience than what we initially started with as a podcaster, and I love being able to talk to new voices every day. So thank you again for being on the show,
Thank you.
and hope you have a great rest of
Blessings.
the day. Thank you very much.